I want to welcome you to the Quality Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, David Friend. We're continuing our series on living with purpose. And today's podcast is entitled Purpose for All Ages. Now, the Bible shows us how God will use our purpose in life, regardless of our age. Both the young and the old have a purpose in life, and that we must never feel we lose our purpose as we grow older. God gives us purpose for our entire life. To my young listeners, God uses young people and has a great plan for them, and many miss that opportunity because they wait till later on in their life to operate in His purpose. So I hope this will speak to you regardless of your age. Let's pray before we get into our podcast. Heavenly Father, once again, I thank You for who You are. I thank You for this podcast. I thank You for the person that You touched and gave this invention, this tool, so that we could reach out many people around the world with the gospel of Christ, and also for teachings and ministries that blesses and helps the kingdom of God. So, Father, bless this now. I surrender to You. I ask the Holy Spirit to come in and guide my thoughts and direct me through this. And I pray that people who are listening in would receive something very special today to understand that God has a purpose for all ages, whether they're young, middle-aged or older. Lord, I pray that they would open up their hearts to receive from You this day, and I'll be careful to give You praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, as a young man, I thought that my purpose in life was to be a professional bowler. I watched TV, I watched the great stars, and I just happened to have an uncle who was in the Professional Bowlers Hall of Fame. He encouraged me to make bowling my goal and my purpose in life. However, I was not a Christian at that time and had not read the Bible to seek guidance for my purpose. I bring this up because many young men and women think that they know what they are to do in life. They feel like they've got it figured out, they've got a plan, they know what they want to do, and they have a tendency to shut out maybe other opportunities because they're so focused on that one thing. By the way, before I go any farther, I did qualify for the Professional Bowlers Tour as a teenager, and fortunately, my parents convinced me to pass on making bowling my career path. There's nothing wrong with it, but it certainly was not my plan for my life. Looking back, I am thankful that the Holy Spirit led me to God's purpose for my life, and we'll talk about that as we go through today's podcast. Now, after coming back from 2 years of military service in the Army, where I served in Vietnam, I was led into working for a bank. I wasn't a Christian at this time, but I was looking for a career opportunity. Didn't know for sure what I was supposed to do with my life, but I wound up going to work for a bank. My wife was working for one, and she asked me to maybe see if I would enjoy working there, and I wound up getting hired. And before long, I was really convinced that my purpose in life was to be a banker. Well, after about 15 years in the banking business, and really quite a good career, I was blessed of the Lord to be promoted quickly. I entered the banking business. I wasn't a Christian, but a couple years later, I found Christ, and that's when my banking career seemed to take off and did really, really well. So anyways, we did that for about 15 years, and then after that, I felt led to start our own real estate business, and we worked in that for about 20 years. Now, I know you people are adding up the years, 15 and 20, so yeah, I'm not the youngest guy in the world. But at the age of 50, I knew that I was being called into ministry. So, you know, 15 years a banker, 20 years as a real estate developer and building custom homes and shopping centers and things of that nature. All of a sudden, at the age of 50, I believe that God had called me and my wife and I to pastor, to actually go out and start a church in Scottsdale, Arizona, or somewhere in the state of Arizona. Now, the story of my life is an example of how and what we believe is our purpose in life as we go through life. You know, I'm just like anybody else. I started off with a lot of ideas and a lot of thoughts that were on my own. I didn't really have any direction from the Lord. Then I got saved and I knew the Lord had a plan for my life. And that's when real purpose started surfacing. During every one of these phases of my life, I learned something that the Lord used that helped me in my next career. As a matter of fact, when I became a pastor, we need to buy land and obtain financing and set up construction to build our church. So all that history that I had, some 35 years in that, became a real blessing when God called me into my purpose in life, which was to pastor a church. I didn't intend this podcast to be my life story, but I can see, though, as I've gone through it, how the Lord showed me that even the things that I was doing, which was not my overall specific purpose of my life in banking and those areas, went together and worked together for good. And so I thank the Lord for that. And so now I can sit here and talk about how the things that you are going through and you're experiencing in your current youth or in your prior younger days has helping you and will help you to accomplish what God has called you to do here on earth. This podcast is entitled Purpose Is for All Ages, or just simply Purpose for All Ages. Therefore, we need to see what God has to say about my title. The Bible shows us that if we seek God first, He will direct our purpose in life, regardless of our age. When King David, before he became King David, was 15 years old, he was anointed by Samuel that he would become someday the king of Israel. What's interesting is that Samuel was 12 years old when God called him into ministry and put the call on his life of what he was supposed to do as a prophet and as a man of God. Another example of God giving purpose to people's life regardless of their age is that of Abraham. We read about him in the Old Testament, and God spoke to Abraham and told him that he would be the father of many nations. At the time, Abraham was 99 years old. Jesus started his ministry at 33 years of age, and I could go on and on about men and women of God who were anointed at a young age or an older age or a middle age to do something great for the kingdom of God, enter into their purpose for life. I believe that just these simple examples, these few examples I gave you in the Word of God, tell us that God can help us find our purpose regardless of our age, whether young or old. Now here are examples of more modern times of people who were anointed of God. My pastor was anointed to go into ministry at the age of 16. He was an evangelist at the time. He's now 87 and still going strong in the ministry. A famous evangelist named Smith Wigglesworth was called into ministry when he was a plumber at the age of 48. He then ministered for 40 more years before going to heaven. The Lord called me to close my business and to go into full-time ministry also at the age of 48, and we started our church, and I was ordained at the age of 50. Now, I think these are enough examples that purpose is for all ages. God is not worried or concerned about how young or how old we are when He reveals our purpose to us in life. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we read of the gifts and talents that God places in Christians. Now, these gifts and these talents apply to ministry gifts, but they also apply to career gifts that we have. So let me read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1, maybe through 4, maybe through 7. I'm not sure how the Holy Spirit wants me to take this, but it's in the New Living Translation, and just see how this applies to receiving purpose in our life regardless of our age. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Now, dear brothers and sisters, regarding your question about the special abilities the Spirit gives us, I don't want you to misunderstand this." And then in verse 4 through 7, we hear this. Listen to what he's saying. "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of all of them. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work in all of us." Verse 7, "A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other." Now, it goes on and on talking about the spiritual gifts, and those, it's a wonderful teaching. But what I want to get out of this is that God is revealing to individuals their purpose in life and the gifts and the talents and the abilities that He is going to pour out upon them. Then in verse 12, where Paul is writing, he's talking now about the body of Christ and the many parts of the body of Christ. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12, Paul writes this, "The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ." Now he's referring to the gifts and talents and abilities and the spiritual gifts that come together to build the church of which we are part of. When we become Christians, we are part of the church of Jesus Christ. We are not just individual Christians on our own right, but we are now a part or a piece of a puzzle that comes together and is put together to build the church, and God puts talents and gifts and abilities in them. Those talents and abilities will not only bless the kingdom of God and the ministries of God, but they will also bless the many of us, the secular work or the business work that we do in life. If we skip down to verse 25, we'll see that Paul's talking about how all this comes together. See, in verse 25, Paul writes, "This makes for harmony among the members so that all the members care for each other. Verse 26, if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honored, all the parts are glad. Verse 27, all of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. Verse 28, here are some of the parts God has anointed or appointed for the church. First are apostles, second prophets, third are teachers, and then those who do miracles. Now, what that is telling me, and some people say, well, now that's really only talking about the spiritual gifts. Well, it is talking about the spiritual gifts, but those spiritual gifts really are God's purpose and plan for people, regardless of their age. Matter of fact, it goes on in verse 28, and it says, those who have the gift of healing, and those with can help others, and those who have the gift of leadership, and to those who speak in unknown languages. All of these come together for God's purpose for followers of Jesus Christ to operate in the church and also to have that carry forth out into whatever activities they have in their home or their family or their workplace. And that's God's plan for all of us, to have His purpose placed in us, to give us purpose that will receive the blessings of God. I know some of you may not have looked at that scripture in that vein, but I think it applies very specifically to what we're talking about today. There are not only gifts and talents in the church, they are to be used for all ages in every area of life. All of God's gifts and promises are for followers of Jesus Christ. Now let's look at how God's purpose for us brings God's promises to us. When we are doing what God desires for us, He will bless us. We can experience more of God's promises when we live in His purpose for us. The Word of God has hundreds of scriptures that show us how doing His purpose brings His promises to us. Let's look at Matthew 6:33. I think I referred to this either in this podcast or the one before. Matthew 6:33. Listen to this. Seek first the kingdom of God. That's God's purpose. That's what that's saying. That's His purpose. And His righteousness. That's His purpose. That's and His blessing then comes. All these things will be added to us. Let me read that together. It has purpose for us, and it has blessing for us. Seek first the kingdom of God, our purpose, and His righteousness, and then our blessing is all these things will be given to you or are added unto you. Here's another one, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. I'm reading it out of the New Living Translation. I'm going to read it first. Then if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. Here's the promise. I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. Now, this is a wonderful scripture dealing with Christian life, and a wonderful scripture dealing with how if we're living in God's purpose for us is that we will then receive the promises of God. And so 2 Chronicles 7:14 starts off saying this, then if my people, here we go, there's a condition that God's placed on, if my people, another condition, who are called by my name, that means we're followers of Jesus Christ, we are Christians, will humble themselves, that means we have to take ourselves down and lift God up, and as we lift up God, we'll be blessed. As we humble ourselves, we'll be blessed. It says, and pray, there's another condition, and seek my face, there's another condition. Now, this scripture is filled with conditions, which basically is our purpose. These are all our purposes. Our purpose as followers of Jesus Christ are to go to God with humble hearts and pray and seek Him and seek His face and look for Him. And then it says, and turn from their wicked ways. That's just another one of the requirements that we have in order to operate in God's purpose for us. We're not operating in God's purpose if we're out there living life filled with sin and hurting other people and lifting ourselves up and stepping on people and abusing people and taking advantage of people. All that stuff that's of the world, that's the stuff that we can't do. But if we live according to God's purpose, then we will then do what? We will humble ourselves, we'll pray, we'll seek God, and turn from our wicked ways. Now, once we do that, and that's just simply being a Christian, living according to what God's plan is for our life, then here comes the promise. Here is the promise from God. I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land. So, once again, we see an amazing example of purpose brings promises, right? And purpose brings promises to not only the old, but to all. And I know I talked a lot about purpose bringing promise in the prior podcast, but that was kind of a setup to help us understand that this is the part of the podcast series that tells it applies to all of us. I don't want people thinking that when they get older, all of a sudden, well, I just have no purpose in life. I just have no use for life. There's no reason for me to be around. We can't think that way. We just can't do that. And that's why I gave you examples of young young and old people in the Word of God, and young and old people in modern times being led by God according to God's plan for their life and the purpose that God called for them, and not lose the opportunity later in life to do something productive. I've had a lot of friends lately, and a lot of my friends are getting older, and many of the men that I've talked to will go and have coffee or breakfast or something, and we'll be talking about life, and they'll sit around sometimes and say, you know, I kind of feel like I'm losing my purpose in life. I'm kind of losing my reason to live. Well, we can't think that way, because God can use any of us at any age that He desires. Once again, Abraham, 99 years of age, and God said, I am calling you to be the father of many nations. Now, that is amazing. Now, I'm not expecting all of you to become the father of many nations, especially if you hit 99. But what I'm saying is that we cannot give up on God, because He never gives up on us. God never gives up on His followers, and He never gives up on the purpose that He's placed in our life, and our purpose to serve Him in the way that He desires for us to serve Him. And I think that's just crucial, and we've got to understand that and live with that. In a prior podcast, I made a statement about purpose, and that there's different types of purpose. The first purpose, or our primary purpose, the basic purpose that we have, is to give God praise, is to worship Him, to live according to His will, according to what His Word tells us to do. That is our primary purpose for being here on earth. And then we also have a specific or a unique, a purpose that goes along with the purpose of serving God, and that is to have a certain talents or abilities in our life. And our purpose in life might be to be a teacher, it might be to be a counselor, it might be to someone who is financially successful and they give to the church. It might be a person who volunteers for things in the church. Those are the things that are more specific and unique to us, but the overall purpose for all of us is to put God first in our life. He alone is worthy of all praise and glory and honor, and we must seek Him first and His righteousness before all these other things can be added unto us. So I hope you're catching this. I just kind of feel like the Holy Spirit's really leading me in a direction now to help people who basically are wondering, maybe they're 50, 60, or 70 years of age, or maybe even 20 or 30 years of age, and they're wondering what their purpose is, and is there really any reason to live? Well, God gave you life. He brought you into this world. He made you. He created you in His own image. He loves you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to bless you and provide for you and help you to prosper in all things and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. He wants you to be the lender and not the borrower. I could go on and on what God desires for us, but let me just wrap it up by saying this. God has a desire to bless us. He has a plan to give us purpose, to show us what our purpose is in life. And regardless of our age, God will make that purpose come true. And it will never die. It will never end. It won't go away. God's call is irrevocable. It's for the rest of our life. So let me kind of start wrapping this up by giving you a couple comments here. I think that'll be a blessing. There are many keys, you know, in our purpose that unlock the blessings or the promises of God. And I think I need to include this in this podcast right now, because I think it's something the Lord gave me as I was kind of getting close to ending this particular podcast. Regardless of our age, God has a plan for us. Now, I'm speaking to anybody at any age. Unfortunately, we may have a plan that may not be God's plan. Now, how do I address that? We may have a plan that doesn't line up according to God's plan. If our plan does not glorify God, it's not God's plan. If our plan doesn't put God first, it's not God's plan. If our plan doesn't line up according to what the Word of God says about us being a Christian, being a parent, being a husband or a wife or a parent, those are absolute guarantees. If they don't line up according to those things that are explained in the Word of God, then that is not our purpose in life. You know, sometimes people will have a great career going, things are going well, and all of a sudden they go maybe too well and they succeed greater than they thought they would, and all of a sudden their job or their career or their business, whatever, takes off, and all of a sudden they start forgetting their relationship with the Lord or the relationship with the church or the relationship with their family. And Satan will do that to us and rob us of what God has in store for us by something that takes us away from serving God and living according to His purpose for us. So we've got to be protective of that and remember that our plan is not always the best plan. Now, I had a plan to be a banker and a business owner. And I thought I would do those too the rest of my life, but God had a different plan. What's beautiful about it was what I learned as a banker and what I learned as a businessman. God used that when I became a pastor, so I could help other ministries and could help not only our church build what the Lord allowed us to build, but also to help other ministries build facilities and show them how to get financing and how to purchase property without any money and things like that was a blessing. So I thank God for the the early years where I was operating what I thought was my plan for my life, but it really was part of the plan. It was just a piece of the puzzle, a piece of the plan that God was putting together so that my full purpose would come to fruition at, quite frankly, the age of 50 when that actually took place. We all have a basic. I'm going to repeat something I said earlier, but I think it's very important. We all have a basic or common purpose in life, and that is to praise and worship our God. We to serve Him and to surrender our will to God's will. That's our basic common purpose in life for all Christians, all followers of Jesus Christ. In addition to that basic or common plan, God has a unique or specific or defining purpose for His followers, for maybe not working in the church or, you know, actually functioning as a minister in the church, but as a member of the church in the body of Christ, but they still have a business. You know, not everyone is going to be a pastor. Not everyone's going to be a minister, an evangelist, a Sunday school teacher. There are going to be people who are in business, and they might make shoes. They might build cars. They might build land projects and things of that nature, but they're part of the kingdom of God, and God has a plan, a purpose for them. There's a teaching the Old Testament talks about there's kings and priests. Well, there's an old teaching that I heard many years ago, and it's very powerful. When we talk about kings and priests, we talk about priests being those that are actually working in the ministry, and the kings are those who go out and make the money, are the finances to build the ministry. You know, the bottom line of it is, a pastor gets called, he wants to build a church, but he needs to have help. He needs to have other people coming to his aid to help build that church and make that happen. That's where the kings come into play. You see, God gives His followers talents, abilities, spiritual gifts to help them fulfill His purpose for them and their purpose here. And some are called to be evangelists. Others are called to make the money to finance the evangelist. Others are called to have generosity to help the church grow. And I believe in that with all my heart. And so if you look at it that way, there's a lot of people that have been successful in business, and when their business is over, they retire, and then they either play golf or do things or get a couple of different homes around the country someplace, and they basically, that's their whole life is wrapped up in that. That's kind of sad, because in reality, with all the experience that they have and all the talent that God's given them, if they're followers of the Lord Jesus Christ and they have talent and ability, they can use that talent and ability to bless the kingdom of God, and they can continue to operate in their purpose to help the church and to expand the church based upon talents and abilities that God gave them. And it's a shame that many of those people don't use those abilities and those talents. I know many of them give finances and they help that way. But I believe that when we have talents and abilities, we need to somehow use them. They're a gift from God, and use them to bless the kingdom of God. Well, I hope this has been a blessing to you. I think we've covered everything that was intended here, probably a lot of things that I didn't know I would cover, and the Holy Spirit, I think, took me into some examples that I really thank the Lord for that, and I hope it's been a blessing to you as we went through this teaching on purpose for all ages. And I believe now what I'm supposed to do is pray for you and ask for the Holy Spirit to bless you. Heavenly Father, I pray now for those, Lord, who are seeking their purpose. They're not sure what it is. Maybe they're young or old, doesn't matter. But they're still seeking it. I thank you that they're still seeking it. I pray now that you would reveal that to them, Father. And as they seek it, Lord, may they pursue it through the Word of God, which is the truth of God, which will guide and direct them. And I pray, Father, that they'll keep their eyes open to the needs around them and see where there's places that there's maybe a need where they could be called to be of help, to be a blessing in some way or another. I pray that you'd open up their hearts and their eyes spiritually, Father, to see their purpose in life. And for those, Lord, who know their purpose, but they need help with it, to complete it or to continue working in it, that you would bless them and provide for them. I pray that they would prosper and be in good health, even in all things, even as their soul prospers. Thank you, Lord, once again for this opportunity. Father, I pray blessing upon all of those, Father, regardless of age, young or old, Lord, who want to operate and live in the purpose that you have for their life. Bless them now, I pray, and I'll thank you for it in advance. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, I sure hope this has been a blessing to you. I've thoroughly enjoyed this. It's gone off into areas that I know I had not planned, so it had to be from the Holy Spirit, talking about my history, which I hadn't planned to get into, and talking about some of the other situations with the kings and priest issues. And so I just believe that God used that in a very special way, and I pray that you were blessed by it. If you'd like to know more about Quality Christian Living, you can do that by going to my webpage at davidcfriendauthor.com. And when you get there, you'll find on that front page a link to the podcast that I've done. Now, this is podcast number 305, so obviously that means there's a lot of podcasts in there for the last 3 years. And so I would like for you, when you pull that link up, just scroll down the list of podcasts we've done. There's series on miracles, there's series on faith, there's series on how to get out of debt, there's series for veterans to help them to meet the needs that they have. There's series in there dealing with the gifts of the Spirit, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, just a plethora of topics that would help you in every area of your life. And I know people are downloading them. Some of them are 3 years old and they're still being downloaded by people. And I thank the Lord for that. So if you'd like to know more about quality Christian living, that's what we are. That's what we talk about. Because I believe that quality Christian living means that we're going to live a life, a quality life, and we're going to live life to its fullest. And we're going to live that abundant life that Jesus talked about in John 10:10. Remember what he said. Jesus says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but I've come to give life and give it more abundantly. So we claim that and believe that is God's plan. By the way, there's also a series on abundant living, and so I know that that will bless you. In addition to that, if you want to scroll down my webpage just to the next one, you'll see a list of books that I've written. One is on how to stay out of debt, how to get out of debt and stay out of debt. There's another one on, two of them on faith, and then a couple more dealing with issues helping veterans and issues of generosity and topics like that. So I pray they'll be a blessing to you. And if you would like to continue listening to our podcast, our next one is entitled Finances with Purpose. Now in that podcast, we're going to talk about, we don't get blessed financially unless there's a reason, a good positive reason for it. And then when God blesses us, there's a reason for that, and God has a purpose and a plan for that. And so when we get blessed financially, then there's a way that we should spend our money, and there's a way that we should not spend our money. So we're going to get into all that as the Lord leads us and guides us. We're going to talk about finances with purpose, not just finances to get rich or finances to be out of debt alone, but finances far more than that, with a purpose. And when the finances have purpose and it lines up according to the purpose that God has placed in our life, we are going to be blessed in more ways than just financially. If you'd like to subscribe to my podcast, you can do that by going to cpnshows.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Let me just give you a blessing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May He be gracious to you and give you peace. May you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So until next time, may God richly bless you. May you walk and live in the purpose that God has laid out for your life. Thank you once again for listening to Quality Christian Living. This has been podcast number 305, entitled Purpose for All Ages. I am David Friend, your host. God bless you.